So if you bring it all together, what we've been talking about for the last few weeks is we have a visual input which is at the bottom. And what the visual system does very early on, very rapidly, in parallel, it looks for edges. Edges in terms of light and bright, light and dark, texture edges, motion edges, color edges. And it looks at these different primitives and in order to derive surface attributes. What kind of surface are we looking at? It uses the shading information to get a sense of the volume. And it uses the silhouette as well in order to derive what are called higher up 3D shape primitives. And the surface attributes, the 3D shape primitives, and the skeleton structure is then fed into the object recognition, the sort of slower, goal-oriented process that's about determining, I'm looking at an animal, I'm looking at a chair, I'm looking at some text, I'm looking at water, and so on. Now, the reason this is also important is when we create these abstractions, when we're doing information visualization, we have to decide which primitive features are we going to create with the computer. What kinds of colors, what kinds of shapes, what kinds of contrasts. And we know that once we create that, it's going to be fed into the visual system by the viewer, and the viewer will try to process it as if it were standard visual input and will apply the same grouping principles as it would as one is walking through the world and trying to infer three-dimensional structure, try to infer what kind of an object it could be. So we need to, the challenge is, since we have these large information spaces, how do we come up with these visual representations that can take advantage of the strength of the visual system so that the person who's looking at all this data in a visual form can start to reason with it.